Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we were going to have Lord Monckton for just 30 minutes, but he's graciously staying with us under 20 because I've got a bunch of questions we haven't even gotten into. I constantly study the mega corporations that are not free market, teamed up with government bureaucracies, trying to set up a mafia system where you've got to get an imperial seal from them to be able to do business. And that's what this is all about. So the next segment we'll talk about the fact that they're down but they're not out, exposed by ClimateGate now 2 years ago, how they're trying to counterstrike back at the forces of liberty with literally the leading mind. And believe me, I do a lot of research, folks. He's the leading guy who's been 100% spot on in all his mathematical calculations on what he broke down about what were frauds the UN had put out. I mean, almost like he has a crystal ball, Lord Christopher Monckton of scienceandpublicpolicy.org. This is a short segment. The next segment, we'll get into their latest attacks on our liberty and how we stop them globally, because it's the same program worldwide. But finishing up, you were getting into a police state example, Lord Monckton, and then we'll come back and get into their latest operations.
18 months ago, Jason McGoldrick, who had gone over to Hungary to set up a company there which had failed, came back to the UK. A few months after that, the Serious Organized Crime Agency, that's our KGB, kicked down the door of his house at 3 in the morning, took him away without telling his wife and family where they were taking him, took him in front of a judge in London who had no power to stop what was happening next, and put him on a plane to Hungary at the request of the prosecuting authorities there, who said they were ready to prosecute him for fraud. There was no hearing to discover whether there was any evidence against him before he was shipped off overseas. Habeas corpus, which is written into Magna Carta, I was reading it in the original Latin only the other day, has now been taken away by this procedure called the European Arrest Warrant. He was flung into jail without his parents or anybody or his children knowing, or his wife knowing where he was. He was fed on rancid pork fat 3 times a day. Which is effectively torture. Under UK law, anyone who did that to you would be prosecuted for torture, and that's a very serious criminal offence. And he was kept there for 4 months, and he got in touch with a conservative member of the European Parliament. And now you'll know why I'm not a conservative, because that conservative member of the European Parliament said to him, I don't care whether you say you're innocent or not. If one of our fellow governments in the European Union says you're guilty, that's enough for me. We don't need trials these days. And you can stay right where you are, and I'm not lifting a finger to help you. And that was the extraordinary reply this man got eventually in prison. So he got in touch with my noble friend, the Earl of Dartmouth, who is a sitting member of the European Parliament in the UKIP interest, United Kingdom Independence Party. He said to him, will you help? And Dartmouth got on the next plane, went to the prison, and got him out, and got him home.
I've got to stop you, sir. I was not aware of this. I knew this was going on. I have seen on our local news, they bring Japanese police here and are signing deals to allow them to grab U.S. citizens. They bring EU police here. They send our police there. It's unelected. There are no laws. They just do whatever they want. And this is this New World Order system where as long as it's a EU-UN member, you are now under their laws. And they're now saying Americans will be under the anti-free speech laws of Canada via this SPP. We're going to break, but I want to come back and give you the floor, because some stations don't carry this segment, to recap this story in great detail and get into it, because there's so many facets to this, and you bring them all up. And for those that aren't concerned, this is one of the main reasons we had 1776 in this country, is because they had kangaroo courts, and the king would, and bureaucrats would haul colonists who were British citizens onto boats and deprive them of English law and Magna Carta and take them to these kangaroo courts, sometimes in other possessions. I mean, this is as tyrannical as it gets. Lord Christopher Monckton, this is unbelievable. We're going to pull some news articles up on this when we come back. Unbelievable.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Dr. Jerome Corsi's got a book coming out on Obama, and he's gone all over the world. Indonesia, Kenya, you name it, and they've expunged the records. The one school record we got does confirm he changed his name to Barry Sotero, did give up his U.S. citizenship. Well, that's all over the news today, but I just want to point out that Webster Tarpley, we carry both of his books, by the way, reported this years ago and in total detail, the full spectrum with Barack H. Obama, the unauthorized biography. But going to Webster Griffin Tarpley, it was Tarpley several months ago when the Libyan rebellion began that wrote the articles at Tarpley.net. We posted them at Infowars.com that broke down how the State Department was publicly funding these Al-Qaeda groups. Even the LA Times 2 days ago admitted NATO, Al-Qaeda, Taliban behind uprising. They're now Orwellian terms saying it's peaceful bombs they're dropping. It's humanitarian. They're actually saying the ground troops are going to be humanitarian force with weapons who are going to go out and enter the cities Gaddafi's in. And if he fights back, then they're going to have to bring in a larger ground force. So we've actually entered 1984, and there's a lot of mainstream news articles now admitting that the full ground invasion is on, with the UN ordering the United States to contribute troops, the Marine Corps ships that are already there, more getting into place. So Webster Tarpley, a huge development. Over a month ago, you said the Saudis are being double-crossed. The globalists are devaluing the dollar. This is a system to overthrow the entire Middle East. Now the Saudis, as you said months ago, if you said this last year, are running to the Russians, running to the Chinese. I mean, it's incredible, Dr. Tarpley, of history and also an economist, that you broke all this down. Now it's all evident there. What does this signify? And there's also some mainstream articles today that the Arab Spring is not going completely well for the globalists.
Precisely. The basic idea is that you had all of these countries, be it Libya, be it Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and others, lots and lots of countries in the empire that were trying to get out from under this suffocating U.S., British, IMF domination. And in order to do that, they were playing the Russian card, the China card, the Iranian card, or trying to build themselves up.
The BRICS card.
BRICS is not quite going to do it, because it's a little bit heterogeneous. But yes, something like that. Individually, the BRICS, although the BRICS as an entity is not, it's not really coherent. But specifically now, the news is this. Saudi Arabia, of course, is a huge target of this. Ultimately, you might say Saudi Arabia is the main target after Egypt.
They had to get Egypt out of the way to go into Libya to bring the weapons in. You said months ago Mubarak wasn't playing ball on that. Then Saudi Arabia, then Iran. It's the whole deal.
Right. Now, here's what we've got, is an attempt by the Saudis to defend themselves, to maintain their national independence and to stop this tremendous CIA intervention and National Endowment for Democracy intervention into their internal affairs. At the end of March, we have Prince Bandar, the head of the National Security Council, and as far as I can see, the dominant personality of the whole regime of the royal family, going to Pakistan and meeting with the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Gilani, but I'm sure also with the Pakistani Army and the ISI. And the Washington Post has had a couple of freak-out articles about this, one by
Martin Indyk, the former U.S. ambassador to Israel. This is a guy who, remember, is an Australian, nationalized here, very, very strange guy. The idea is that Prince Bandar has arranged that if the U.S. starts a color revolution inside the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the Pakistanis will send a division or more of troops to put it down. There is a tradition for this in the 1970s, 1980s at various times. The Saudis kept a division of Pakistani troops inside Saudi Arabia for security, to put down any eventual rebellions. And those were the people, I think, that went into the holy places during the Hajj in 1978-79, when there were some violent incidents there. But you can see the idea that Bandar is turning to an alliance with Pakistan in order to defend Saudi Arabia against the U.S. is a kind of strategic revolution. Up to now, Saudi Arabia has relied on the United States for security. But now, the people in around Bandar see, obviously, that Obama is the main threat, that the U.S. regime, the CIA, the NED, are the main threat to the internal security of Saudi Arabia. So they're looking for an option. Now, once you say Pakistan, of course, you're also saying nuclear weapons. You can say in a certain way, it's quite possible that Bandar has arranged that Saudi Arabia is now under the Pakistani nuclear umbrella. This is quite a new thing in world affairs. These are two countries, Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, who have been under the U.S. yoke, totally dominated by the U.S., bombed in the case of Pakistan, who are trying to make a jailbreak.
And because of globalist treachery, they were fully under the Anglo-American system, but because of the attempted overthrows and assassinations of Benazir Bhutto and others, and I've had the former head of Pakistani intelligence on confirming this, Hamid Ghul, folks, doesn't get any more high-powered out of Pakistan. He concurs with what Dr. Tarpley is saying. They now know they've been double-crossed. The Saudis, and again, you said this last year, I'm blown away, Tarpley, by your foresight. They now admit they're being double-crossed. Same thing 6 months ago said by our oil company connections through Lindsey Williams. And so the globalists were attempting, through the RAND Corporation, Brzezinski model, for a global destabilization from North Africa, Middle East, into Central Asia as a pretext to move giant forces in to then menace China and Russia. I mean, this is an incredibly bold move.
Actually, the first attempt of Bandar, the first thing that at least I learned about, was in July of 2009. I was on your program to call attention to the fact that Bandar was playing the Russian card. He had made numerous visits to Russia. He had been meeting with Putin. They were talking about Russian military assistance also there for Saudi Arabia. So that goes back almost 2 years, and in reality more, most likely. Since then, there was a period of about a year when Bandar disappeared from view, and we weren't exactly sure what had happened to him. But now the word in various publications is Bandar is back. And I have to remind people, you may still have the idea that Bandar is this guy who's basically a slave of George Bush the Younger, Bandar Bush, close friend of the Bush family. This is ultimately all irrelevant.
He's a survivor, and now it's even in Reuters that the Saudis are saying they're being double-crossed. So he leaves house arrest. He's now back.
Right, and the house arrest, we have to see whether that was really house arrest or not. But the idea now is that if the U.S. starts this color revolution, that there will be Pakistani assistance. Now, you look at how the U.S. is attacking Saudi Arabia. One way is through Yemen. That entire thing in Yemen is basically a sideshow. The target of everything that happens in Yemen is Saudi Arabia. If you have the split up of Yemen, above all, the emergence of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, led by Shiri, a Guantanamo 6-year alumnus brought in by the United States to run it, and of course our dear friend Awlaki, the CIA lackey, born in New Mexico, shipped over, obvious double agent. Those two guys, one from Guantanamo and one from the intelligence community, are running Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. So that's one source of a huge destabilization for Saudi Arabia.
And now that's even admitted in the LA Times and Washington Post. They're not even denying this brazenly. They think we're so dumb. They say bombs are humanitarian, ground troops are humanitarian, Al-Qaeda is bad when we say, good when we say, simultaneously. I mean, do you think they can really sell this to people?
Well, they're trying hard. I just wanted to mention the other angle is Bahrain. Now, Bahrain is this island, right? It's one of these little emirates along what amounts to the coast of Saudi Arabia, the Gulf Coast, the Persian Gulf, Arabian Gulf coast of Saudi Arabia. Now, there we have the Saudi troops have intervened in support of the Sunni royal family against the Shiite protesters. This is obviously intended not just, it's not really a destabilization of Bahrain because the Fifth Fleet base is there. There is an angle of putting pressure on the royal family because they don't want the base to be used for a war with Iran.
But Webster, I want to be clear. It's a soft underbelly. I want to be clear, and it's spread the contagion to Saudi Arabia. I can't stand the corrupt Saudis put in by British intel 100 plus years ago. I can't stand Gaddafi. The point is, why are the globalists moving against their allies, their old enemies? They now admit, it's all over the news, that they are destabilizing, and the Saudis respond by saying, we're going to slash oil production, and yes, we're 2 days after they met with Gates and tried to make a deal, the Secretary of Defense, they did run to Russia and China. And so this could be a big miscalculation by the Anglo-American globalist.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The idea, I think, is that these countries are targeted not because of their internal regimes. And, of course, the Saudi internal regime is quite distasteful, to put it mildly. But the main issue is that they're attempting to rebel against Anglo-American domination. I think globalism is not exactly the right term. This is U.S.-British imperialism. That's all it ever was. Globalism implies that there's a place at the table for Russia or China and so forth, and there's not. Those countries are all targeted. They're all ultimately on the receiving end of color revolutions.
Well, Webster, we're going to skip this network break, so stations should carry this, and I don't want to get fighting going on here, but I really respect your foresight, your understanding. But it's admitted now, again, we read three mainstream news articles yesterday, LA Times, you name it, admitting that, okay, the West did orchestrate this in Egypt, in Libya, in Syria, the State Department admits. I mean, they're doing all of this. And then I get Lennon LaRouge on for the first time ever, and I think he's got a lot of interesting ideas, and you know, was right about the Anglo-American system, and almost 90 years old, and you know, a very distinguished person. But when I brought it up to him that this was all a Western destabilization program, at the time it was admitted it was, he basically said it was a real revolution. Now, I understand that people have real reasons to be upset, and the globalists recognize that climate politically and then triggered it, but it's not debatable that they triggered it. And off-air, you were mentioning that to me. Do you have any statements about it?
Well, certainly. The thing that LaRouche was saying was that this was all genuine and spontaneous, and I think that is absolutely wrong. The grievances are real. The potential was real, just as the potential under Metternich in Europe in 1848 was real. But the detonation and then the shaping, the leadership, the program, and the general direction of these things is totally provided by the CIA, MI6, and NED. I found it was interesting when you asked LaRouche that. He immediately dodged the question. He said, the only thing I can say about it is it's all totally spontaneous, and in 1782, the King of France made a mistake. Now, the 1782 King of France made the mistake actually leads to an argument that the French Revolution was actually a destabilization of France, provoked and promoted by the British.
But it was. Let me stop you. This has all been declassified by the British. If you read mainline history, you're a doctorate of it. But the general public doesn't know that. It's on record that the South had real grievances. They had them two decades before, or 2.5 decades earlier, with Andrew Jackson. They had real tariff issues. The slavery, you know, was never an issue. That's just a modern fiction. But the British were in there openly manipulating the South and then stationing troops in Canada, threatening to invade. That's all mainline history. This is the grand stratagem, great game.
Right. And I was actually talking about the French Revolution, not so much the American Civil War. But
I mentioned the French, and then I shifted gears into
Yes, and of course the Confederate States of America was a project that was detonated and promoted by Lord Palmerston, Lord John Russell, British intelligence, and so forth. Support for this, in a certain way, comes from unexpected quarters. Jeff Steinberg, that you recently had on your program, has been following Bandar for 2 years. Back in July of 2009, when Bandar was playing the Russian card and beginning this attempt to free Saudi Arabia from total U.S. domination, this is precisely the moment that Steinberg chose to attack Bandar for various issues about scandals and 9/11 and so forth. Really, those pretexts meaning not very much, but mainly the idea, attack Bandar. And now, precisely at the time when Bandar is preparing his trip to Pakistan, which really means an opening to China, we have Steinberg again attacking him in the pages of that magazine on, in this case, it's an article that says the two worst guys in the Middle East are Bandar and Gaddafi. Now, isn't that interesting? this coincides precisely with the two main people that the U.S. and the British are concerned about in the region. So that's a very, very interesting pattern that we have there. But the general idea, I think, is clear. If Bandar goes to Pakistan, this is a little bit like Nixon going to China, right? The way you go to China is sometimes through Pakistan. That's how Nixon did it 40 years ago. Maybe that's how Bandar is doing it in a certain sense. Once you're in an alliance with Pakistan, you're also then connected to Pakistan's ally, China. And I would assume that Bandar has kept up his connections to Putin and to Russia. Now, this gives us Russia, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and China. Now, that's a coherent alliance. That's a step beyond the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and certainly way beyond the BRICS. The BRICS that have just been meeting, that's an interesting group. But in terms of strategy, you've got the fact that India, sitting right in the middle, is essentially an ally of the U.S. against China. So they may agree economically, but strategically, I don't see how they will. If we have Russia, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and China, that could become something that would be strategic and military, but it could also become monetary and economic. That is an alliance with real world-shaping potential. And again, it's much stronger than these sort of things that we've seen so far.
Now, we are seeing press reports admitting that the West is involved in all this, but that it's not going well. How do you see this ending right now?
Well, let me just one other scenario is this guy Michael Scheuer from the CIA, of course, CIA veteran, was the Bin Laden desk. I've always called him the head of the Bin Laden fan club in Langley. He's on television saying that if the Saudis crack down in Bahrain and start killing Shiites, then the Iranians will invade Bahrain and essentially be at war with Saudi Arabia, and therefore the U.S. will have to intervene against
Iran. That's the Brzezinski dream of the kamikaze event, playing them off against each other.
Right, but this, you can see what he's doing. He's speaking very bluntly, but the whole idea of this is to scare Saudi Arabia back onto the plantation, right, back onto the U.S. Imperial ship. The thing in Libya that you've been mentioning, the news this morning is that British, French, and Italian advisors are going to be present on the ground in Libya with this al-Qaeda infantry, right?
But they've always been there. Now they're beefing the force up.
Right. Precisely. But now they're going to be there openly. They've been there for 6 or 7 weeks since probably the middle of February and even earlier. So this looks like mission creep. Very interesting anniversary. We just had the 50th anniversary of the Bay of Pigs, and it's exactly parallel, except that when Alan Dulles and his crackpots of the CIA invaded Cuba in April of 1961, when the first phase failed, when the irregular forces failed to get an insurrection in Cuba, Kennedy was then asked by Alan Dulles, we need air support, we need actual invasion with Marines. And Kennedy said to him, no, I'm not giving you the air support, I'm not giving you the Marines, and by the way, you're fired. That was a real president.
Well, it came out even on Frontline, that they fired him, he fired that whole group when they brought him Northwoods and said, let's stage terror attacks and blame it on Cuba to invade.
Right, a number of causes, but certainly within a year after the Bay of Pigs, Alan Dulles was out on his ear. Tremendous hatred in the CIA for Kennedy ever since. But what happens now, in this case, Libya's same example. You've got a secret army, in this case staffed by al-Qaeda terrorists, that you've released from Guantanamo, and they failed to overwhelm Gaddafi. So now we have the second phase. What you never saw in the Bay of Pigs, you're seeing now. You're seeing the mission creep that happens when you don't have a real president, and the CIA comes back and says, look, our secret army is not working. We need boots on the ground. We need airstrikes. We need all this stuff.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, this path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know.
We're going to Gerald Celente for the balance of the hour. He may go a little bit into overdrive if he can do it. I haven't asked him yet. Before we go back to him, I want to give you a few program notes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com readers. There's a new article out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. G. Edward Griffin, The Collectivist Conspiracy, that video is posted up at InfoWars.com as well right now. Very important information. Yesterday morning, we put out a video that's got more honors than any recent video we've put out. It's got more than 20 honors all over the world, and is one of the top videos on the front page of YouTube right now approaching 100,000 views in one day, so that means it'll probably get about a million in the next month. And it's titled, Alex Jones Joins the New World Order. And it says at the bottom of the video that it's satire, and it's clearly satire. And some of my detractors, of course, have picked it up and say it's real. They know it's not real. They're going after weak-minded people. I didn't join the New World Order. It's satire. But if you want to see what I'm talking about, it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or just go to our YouTube channel by clicking the links that are on the top of every article to go to our YouTube channel, and you can watch it there. It's called Censored Video because it's satire. Censored Video, Alex Jones Joins the New World Order, if you want to see that viral video. Before we go to Gerald, a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible, eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. You can call and get a free brochure at 800-409-5633. This is the storable food company that put all the others basically on the map. These are the folks that give you the clean, non-hybrid, non-GMO food. These are the folks that are the biggest and the best, and you're getting new food that they pack new every month, not old garbage. With everything that's happening, they've got a 10-day extreme emergency kit. One box you can put in the back of your car of high-quality, dehydrated, really tasty food. A $300 value when you purchase a $995, one of their larger storable food packages. With all the craziness going on today, folks, everybody needs this. eFoodsDirect.com. Also, Diamond Gusset Jeans, 25 years, made in America, regular jeans. They're high quality. They last longer than regular jeans. Find out why at gusset.com/sale to take advantage of a bunch of sales they've got running right now. They also help finance Mark Wills putting out his new country album and his hit single, number 4 on the GAC charts, Looking for America. You can listen to the MP3 of the great song about reindustrializing America at gusset.com/sale. And finally, PureWaterFreedom.com. Great folks I want to tell you about. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath, filters, tabletops, you name it. All the filters are made in the USA. We attempt to try to support companies made in the USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply for you and your family. Okay, shifting gears now to Gerald Celente. And Gerald Celente is one of the leading, if not the leading, long-term trend forecasters. And he said early last year, he said by the end of 2010, the U.S. will be technically bankrupt and will be in a depression. Now, most of the other economists and analysts we interviewed at that time said, yes, we are now at the point of no return. The dollar has been devalued. Commodities are going up. We never left the recession. We're in a depression. But we're now under 21st century mind control where they tell us the economy's rebounded and is great, even though S&P has come out and said that it's a negative outlook on the U.S. keeping its credit rating. We'll basically become like a third world nation. The Chinese are dumping the dollar at record rates. The Saudis know they've been double-crossed with the attempted military overthrow by the globalists there and surrounding them. So they've said that demand is low, so they're cutting production when demand's at an all-time high. There's no doubt we're in the first stages of a serious economic depression, and Gerald Celente was right. But it's just like people send me emails and media makes jokes. Jones says buy gold. What a kook. They actually say this. He first said buy it at 260. Now it's $1,510. He said buy silver when it was $5. Now it's 46 plus. It's like saying, man, this guy, you know, told you your house was on fire, and it was on fire. He's a nut. I mean, we've entered a la-la land world where they tell us the war in Libya isn't a war. Ground troops on the ground isn't a ground war, and there won't be a ground war, though they say it's a ground war, but it isn't a ground war. They've raised the radiation levels between 1,000 to 100,000 times what they say was safe previously, because we have over 500 times safe levels in cesium, cesium, and radioactive iodine 131. We are now entering a la-la land Orwellville that is so bizarre, where they knowingly think the public's dumbed down and continue to tell us that up is down is up, black is white. Gerald Celente, how do you quantify what's happening? Has civilization gone crazy?
I say everything is the presidential reality show. People have lost their minds. They become prescription drug addicted and fast food fattened. America doesn't have a fight anymore. As I mentioned to you, you know, people say, oh, you're a gloom and doomer. I had came out with Trends 2000, my book, back in 1997, a Warner book. And I was so optimistic about the nation. You know, people were talking about moving forward in positive ways. And as you said, you know, up is down and down is up. They don't call a war in Libya a war. It's what, a time-limited, scope-limited action. The UK is now sending over, quote, advisors, and Italy and France, officers. You know, what am I, 6 years old?
Yeah, and they were already there months ago. They were there before it started.
Well, I know, but now they're admitting it. But they're putting these white shoe boy names on them. You know, advisors. Guess what they call the Vietnam War? Hey, remember Korean War? That was a police action. You know, nothing's really changed. It's only getting worse. And as you're talking about the economy, you know, I read something from Jim Sinclair. He really put it well. He said something to the effect of Orwell's 1984, you know, how they used to keep blasting out these messages and putting them on the big screen. He said, now, you know, the business networks are the 1984 putting out the propaganda. And that's all it is. It's more propaganda on top of old propaganda. They won't call a spade a spade. Everybody knows that the only reason that this economy is keeping up at any level at all is because of all the digital money that they've dumped into the system, the trillions. Look what gold is doing. You mentioned I called gold a 275. You called it a 260. And look where it is now. Oh, and by the way, here's one for you. Go to Forbes magazine. They did a big story on me. You know what they called it? They called it something about doomsayers forecasting. And we had forecast at that time gold was around $720 an ounce. They interviewed my assistant, who when she came to work for us, her bond company went bust. She cashed out all her 401ks and put it into gold. And then, now remember, gold is about $725 at the time.
It's more than doubled since then a few years ago.
Exactly. So now they write this. Well, you know, Salenti's a doom and gloomer, and gold could go down as easily go down below $500.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're bad because we're right.
So now we contacted these little weasels, that Forbes. This guy would be nothing if his daddy didn't have any money, right? Now, you know, he's the big mouth out there. Do you know they won't even write a retraction? They won't even say that we're right. After they took a cheap shot at me, that flabbermouth out there, he's all over the place. Salenti was right, Forbes was wrong.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look at the numbers. Home real estate values are down to worse than Great Depression levels. How's that for a Depression era level? Go to John Williams' shadow statistics. Look up the unemployment rate. It's around 22%. Here, try this one on, Alex. Yeah, there's a recovery. You know where the recovery's coming from? 10% of the population in the United States owns 90% of all the stocks, all the bonds, all the mutual funds, 5% own 63% of everything. No, there's not a depression. Oh, in the meanwhile out there, everybody's wages have declined. Oh, but there's not inflation out there. Oh, no, they cook those numbers, too. Of course there's a depression going on. People are losing everything.
All right, I want to go back because you can always remember what journal, what date, and people can go to your website and pull it up and see it for themselves. But I remember over a year ago, because it was early 2010, you said it's going to be clear that it's a depression by the end of the year, and it's clear a few months ago. And you said there's going to be war, and it's going to be in the Middle East, it's going to be in Central Asia, and you absolutely called it. What journal was that so people can go to Trends Research?
The Spring 2010 Trends Journal. It was the Great War. And then this past autumn, we came out with Off With Their Heads 2.0. And the Trends Journal that just came out yesterday, the whole issue is devoted to the first great war of the 21st century. You put all the pieces together, Alex, when you're talking about the police state we're living in, because they know it's happening. It's out of control, and the last thing they're going to do is to control us. That's all the plan. Look, Libya's not a one-off. Tunisia, Egypt, Bahrain, Yemen, Algeria, Morocco, Syria, Jordan.
How did you know? How did you know?
Because the whole, you know how I knew? For the same reason Bernie Madoff knew. Bernie Madoff did an interview recently, and he said what we've been saying all along. It's nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. When they came out with the TARP bailouts in 2008, we sent out a trend alert. And we said in that trend alert that when all else fails, they take you to war. That's what's going on. They can't bail out any more European banks. Oh, and by the way, this hardly made the news. As you know, Finland just voted in a new party. They're not going to be party to the bailouts. If all the European nations, the EMU nations, don't go into the bailouts, it doesn't happen. Where are they? What's a bailout, by the way? Oh, here's a bailout for you. What bailout? How about bailing in? They give you more debt. They cannot handle the debt.
Well, the bankers get the money, and then we get to pay them interest for the right to give them money. That's how sick this is. The Wall Street Journal reports today a 77% profit in 2010 for General Electric, who basically runs the White House Economic Council and paid zero corporate tax, ladies and gentlemen. And it's GE and their MSNBC scapegoating the middle class, Alex Jones, Gerald Celente, you know, doctors, lawyers, professors. We're being scapegoated and told we've got to pay more to, quote, fix the debt, but the money that we pay goes right to the bankers.
Exactly, and that's why we came off with that, with the Off With Their Heads Trends Journal. And that's what's going on in Europe. The only reason why Europe hasn't imploded yet like the Middle East is because there, in the Middle East, people have their autocrats, the monarchs, the dictators. In Europe, they're still living under the illusion that they have a democracy. So, like in Ireland, they just put in another criminal group to replace the other criminal group. They're still living under the illusion that you can change it in the ballot box.
Now, let me stop you. The system knows the illusion is wearing thin, and so now everything we've told people about, because it was public, is now being announced. Not just Apple, all smartphones under federal law, Telecommunications Act of 96, track you in real time, upload your location, give them all your data. Police all over the country have wireless systems with back doors. They don't even hack it. They get into your phone and steal everything off of it. They're just doing it. They pull you over for speeding, grab your phone without a warrant, plug it in, steal your data. TSA doing the same thing when you try to fly, steal your laptop data. I mean, they are so criminal, Gerald. And you go back last year, Bloomberg reports, 11 years ago, secret deal signed, Veterans Affairs with the big insurance companies to secretly steal the life insurance money of World War III vets through current vets. I mean, to even get my mind around how unbelievably criminal they are and that they've been authorized to do it, it staggers the imagination that they're going for broke. They've committed so many crimes, Gerald, they're not going to stop.
Alex, you know that I was one of the first people when they started all these bailouts under Bush and it continued under Obama and they called it socialism and Marxism. I said, no, it's not. It's fascism. Fascism has come to America. The merger of state and corporate powers. You just talked about GE. Do you have to go any further than that? You could keep going down the line. You're talking about all the apps and everything else with how the companies are all working in tandem together to rob us. Fascism has come to America. Here, try this one on. I unilaterally decided that our core interests and that of our allies are at stake. So we're going to bomb Libya. Whatever happened to we the people? That's a really, you know, an arcane concept.
Whatever happened to Congress is illegal.
Exactly. But I'm saying it's gone. It's over. And that's what our issue is. The first great war, and what we're telling people to do is to prepare, survive, and prevail. Because people better grow up here. The game is over. Look what they're doing. They're putting the guise of war as humanitarian missions. At least Bush called it a preemptive issue. And now they're taking us to war under the guise of humanitarian, and they're using that again as part of the nomenclature. And it's exactly right. The traitors are amongst us, and the people, again, the people have lost the fight in this country. You know, I just read an article about in Ohio, for example, there are more kids dying from overdosing on prescription drug painkillers than auto accidents or drunk driving, you know, so that the whole morality of the nation is being rotted out. I was mentioning before the break about what I read today, Hillary Clinton chastising Gaddafi for allegedly using cluster bombs. And I said to myself, wow, that's interesting. How about all that depleted uranium the United States dumped all over Iraq? Oh, that's okay.
And now Libya.
Oh, yeah, and how about Israel, you know, bombing Lebanon with cluster bombs? Oh, not a peep about that. You know, so they have... Oh, and how about those Predator drones? Listen, Gaddafi's a rookie. I mean, he should be picking up America's atrocities. Could you imagine if they had a Abu Ghraib in Libya? How they would be talking about that? And the mainstream media, you know what I've come up with the name for them. They're nothing more than prostitutes. They're whores for the people in power. It's the revolving door. You have this guy Carney, James Carney, the White House spokesperson. Hey, where did he come from? It's Time Magazine. He couldn't have been a Yalie, could he? You really? You mean Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks? So the whole thing, Alex, it is a world order, and all you have to do to see the proof is to see who took most of the money from the Fed discount window. Foreign banks. What's Fed money going to bail out foreign banks? $20 trillion worth of back-end deals on the other end going to Bank of Scotland, Japan, to the Deutsche Bank, on and on. So anybody that I used to say, this new world order, come on. The golden rule, those who have the gold rule, and the gold is coming out of our pockets, stolen by the Fed, and spread over to the other world banks that are running the show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.